Introduction. Contrary to the traditional view that the brain primarily reacts to sensory input, Barrett argues that the brain constantly makes predictions based on past experiences to guide future actions. This predictive nature is fundamental to understanding human cognition and behavior. Barrett's insights reveal that our brain's main function is not just to perceive the world but to actively predict it. By anticipating what will happen next, the brain ensures that our responses are timely and appropriate, minimizing surprises and optimizing our interactions with the environment. Predictive processing model. Barrett begins by introducing the concept of the predictive processing model. This model suggests that the brain is not a passive receiver of information but an active predictor that constructs hypotheses about what will happen next. These predictions are based on previous experiences and guide perception, action, and emotion. The brain uses these predictions to minimize surprises and efficiently manage energy resources. Barrett illustrates this with an example. When walking down the stairs in the dark, your brain predicts the position of each step based on memory. If a step is unexpectedly higher or lower, you experience a jolt of surprise, which is your brain updating its prediction. This continuous prediction process is fundamental to our ability to navigate and interact with the world. Sensory predictions. One of the key points Barrett makes is that the brain's predictions shape our perceptions. Instead of passively receiving sensory information, the brain generates predictions about what it expects to perceive and then compares incoming sensory data to these predictions. When the actual sensory input matches the prediction, the brain confirms its hypothesis. If there is a mismatch, the brain updates its predictions. For instance, if you see a person in a crowd who looks like a friend, your brain predicts it is your friend. When you get closer and see it as a stranger, your brain updates the prediction. This constant cycle of prediction and correction ensures that our perceptions are accurate and relevant, enabling us to respond appropriately to our environment. Our brain's predictive coding. Barrett explains that predictive coding is a mechanism through which the brain updates its predictions. When there is a discrepancy between the predicted and actual sensory input, prediction errors are generated. The brain uses these errors to adjust its predictions and improve its accuracy. This continuous updating process allows the brain to refine its models of the world and enhance its predictive power. For example, when learning to play a musical instrument, your brain predicts the sound of each note. If the sound is incorrect, the brain registers a prediction error and adjusts finger positions or breath control to correct it. This iterative process of prediction and adjustment is essential for skill acquisition and mastery. Prediction and emotion. The brain's predictions also influence emotions. Barrett argues that emotions are not just reactions to external events but are generated by the brain's predictions about the body's internal state. For example, the feeling of fear arises when the brain predicts a threat to the body's well-being. These predictions prepare the body to respond appropriately to potential dangers. If you walk in a dark alley and hear footsteps behind you, your brain might predict danger, generating fear and preparing your body to flee or confront the threat. Emotions, therefore, are anticipatory responses that help us deal with various situations by preparing the body and mind for appropriate action. Predictive nature of action. Our actions are guided by predictions as well. The brain generates predictions about the outcomes of different actions and selects the one that is expected to achieve the desired result. This predictive mechanism allows us to plan and execute complex behaviors efficiently. For instance, when reaching for a cup, the brain predicts the necessary movements and adjusts them based on sensory feedback. If the cup starts to slip, the brain quickly updates its prediction to grip it more firmly. This seamless adjustment illustrates how predictions enable smooth and coordinated actions, ensuring that our interactions with the environment are effective and precise. Social predictions. Barrett discusses how the brain's predictive nature extends to social interactions. We constantly predict the behaviors, intentions, and emotions of others to navigate social situations effectively. These social predictions are based on past experiences and cultural norms. When our predictions are accurate, social interactions run smoothly. When they are not, misunderstandings and conflicts can arise. For example, suppose you predict that a colleague will respond positively to a new idea based on past interactions and they react negatively instead. In that case, this mismatch can lead to confusion and tension. Understanding that our brains constantly make social predictions can help us navigate complex social dynamics with greater awareness and flexibility. Cultural influences. Culture plays a significant role in shaping the brain's predictions. Barrett explains that cultural experiences provide a framework for interpreting sensory information and predicting social behaviors. Different cultures may have different predictive models, leading to variations in perception and behavior across cultural contexts. Understanding these differences is crucial for effective cross-cultural communication. For example, in some cultures, direct eye contact is a sign of respect, in others, it may be perceived as confrontational. Recognizing these cultural differences in predictions can improve our ability to interact harmoniously with people from diverse backgrounds, fostering better understanding and cooperation. Learning and adaptation. The brain's ability to predict is crucial for learning and adaptation. Barrett highlights that learning involves updating predictions based on new experiences. When we encounter new information or situations, the brain generates prediction errors, which drive learning and adaptation. This process allows us to refine our knowledge and skills continuously. For instance, the brain predicts grammar and vocabulary when learning a new language. Each mistake generates prediction errors that help refine these predictions, leading to gradual improvement. This dynamic process of prediction and correction is at the heart of learning, enabling us to adapt to new environments and challenges. Predictive nature of memory. Memory is also a predictive process. Barrett explains that the brain stores past experiences as patterns of neural activity, which it uses to generate predictions about future events. When we recall a memory, the brain predicts based on past experiences. This predictive nature of memory helps us anticipate and prepare for similar situations in the future. For example, if you had a negative experience with a particular food, recalling that memory predicts that eating it again might make you feel sick, influencing your decision to avoid it. This ability to use past experiences to inform future actions is crucial for adaptive behavior and survival. Prediction in decision-making. Predictions heavily influence decision-making. Barrett argues that the brain evaluates the potential outcomes of different choices based on past experiences and predictions about future consequences. This predictive evaluation helps us make informed decisions likely to yield positive results. It also allows us to anticipate and avoid potential risks. For example, when deciding whether to invest in a new business venture, the brain predicts potential successes and failures based on past investments and market trends. These predictions help guide decision-making, balancing potential rewards with risks to achieve the best possible outcome. Predictive nature of pain. Even pain is influenced by the brain's predictions. Barrett explains that the brain predicts potential bodily threats, which can influence pain perception. For instance, if the brain predicts that a situation is likely to cause harm, it may amplify the sensation of pain to prompt protective behaviors. Understanding this predictive nature can inform better pain management strategies. For example, if someone expects an injection to be painful, their brain may heighten the pain response. Techniques that modify these expectations, such as relaxation or positive imagery, can reduce the perceived pain, illustrating the power of predictive processes in shaping our sensory experiences. Prediction and stress. Predictions also guide stress responses. The brain predicts potential threats and prepares the body to respond by releasing stress hormones. Barrett highlights that chronic stress can result from persistent predictions of danger, even in the absence of actual threats. Addressing these maladaptive predictions is key to managing stress and improving mental health. For example, if someone constantly predicts that their job is at risk, their body remains in a heightened state of stress. Cognitive behavioral therapies that help individuals reframe these predictions can reduce chronic stress and improve overall well-being by aligning the brain's predictions more closely with reality. Role of predictive coding in disorders. Barrett discusses how disruptions in predictive coding can contribute to various psychological and neurological disorders. For example, in conditions like anxiety and depression, the brain may generate overly negative predictions, leading to persistent feelings of fear and sadness. Understanding these predictive mechanisms can help develop more effective treatments for such disorders. For instance, therapies that focus on correcting negative predictions and promoting more realistic ones can help alleviate symptoms of anxiety and depression. By targeting the predictive processes underlying these disorders, treatments can become more precise and effective, improving mental health outcomes for many individuals. Predictive nature of creativity. Creativity involves generating novel predictions. Barrett explains that creative thinking requires the brain to combine existing knowledge in new ways to predict novel outcomes. This process allows for the generation of innovative ideas and solutions. Encouraging flexible thinking and exploration can enhance the brain's predictive creativity. For example, an artist predicting how different colors might blend creates a new visual experience, or a scientist predicting how combining two theories might lead to a breakthrough fosters innovation. By nurturing an environment that supports creative prediction, we can enhance problem-solving and innovation across various fields, from art to science and beyond. Predictive coding in aging. The predictive nature of the brain changes with aging. Barrett notes that as we age, the brain's predictions may become less flexible, leading to difficulties in adapting to new situations. However, engaging in activities that challenge the brain's predictive abilities, such as learning new skills, can help maintain cognitive flexibility and promote healthy aging. For example, older adults who take up new hobbies or learn new languages can keep their brains engaged and adaptable. These activities generate new prediction errors, prompting the brain to update and refine its predictions, which helps maintain cognitive health and delay age-related decline. Implications for education. Barrett's insights have significant implications for education. Understanding that learning involves updating predictions can inform teaching strategies that promote active engagement and exploration. Providing opportunities for students to test and refine their predictions through hands-on activities and problem-solving can enhance learning outcomes. For instance, project-based learning encourages students to predict, experiment, and revise their understanding and fosters deeper learning and critical thinking. By designing educational experiences that align with the brain's predictive nature, educators can create more effective and engaging learning environments that support students' cognitive development and lifelong learning. Implications for mental health. Barrett emphasizes the importance of addressing maladaptive predictions in mental health treatment. Cognitive behavioral therapies, for example, can help individuals identify and modify negative predictions that contribute to anxiety and depression. By reshaping these predictive models, individuals can achieve better mental health and well-being. For instance, a person with social anxiety might predict negative outcomes from social interactions, leading to avoidance behaviors. Therapy can help them reframe these predictions, encouraging more positive expectations and reducing anxiety. Understanding and addressing the brain's predictive mechanisms can lead to more effective treatments and improved mental health outcomes. Implications for AI and technology. The brain's predictive nature also has implications for artificial intelligence and technology. Barrett suggests that understanding how the brain predicts can inform the development of more advanced AI systems that mimic human cognition. These systems could improve their predictions through learning and adaptation, enhancing their functionality and usefulness. For example, AI algorithms that predict user preferences based on past behavior can provide more personalized recommendations. By integrating principles of predictive processing, AI can become more intuitive and responsive, leading to better user experiences and more efficient technological solutions. Conclusion. In Your Brain Predicts Almost Everything You Do, Lisa Feldman Barrett provides a comprehensive overview of the brain's predictive nature. By understanding how the brain generates and updates predictions, we gain insights into various aspects of human cognition and behavior. This perspective has profound implications for education, mental health, and technology, highlighting the importance of prediction in shaping our experiences and actions. Recognizing the brain as a predictive organ allows us to appreciate the complexity and adaptability of human thought and behavior, guiding us toward more effective approaches to learning, well-being, and innovation. Barrett's work underscores the central role of predictions in our daily lives and offers valuable insights into harnessing this knowledge for better outcomes in multiple domains.